There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It is Drive Live. NLT is here. Thankfully, NLT is here. Otherwise, it would just be an old bloke talking to himself, wouldn't it?
Occasionally, Michelle would chip in and save you from yourself.
Be like, shut up, be quiet, move on. Which is basically how it works now.
That's just what I say.
Oh, dear. Dubai
hand
Opera.
Gestures are brilliant.
Yeah,
hurry up,
gestures.
Move along.
Dubai Opera, October the 26th. I'm going as quick as I can. Two tickets to go and see Status Quo. What's the name of this song? All you need to do is put the name of the song on a text. You can use the app and put your name in it. Chris McCarty's here and he is bopping up and down.
Questionable
to that.
Dance moves.
Bit of a Quo fan?
I am, yes. Yeah. I will probably be there. I'm going heading on down to the Irish Village this Friday as well. All the 90s nonsense is
Michelle and
Michelle
I are going
is
to that too.
Beside herself with excitement over that.
It's going to be a laugh if nothing else.
Oh my
else.
Gosh, have you heard Boys Life? We're going to be there. That's a combination of Westlife and Boys Zone. It's only one member from each, but who cares?
It doesn't matter, does
so
it?
So excited.
So Thursday, I have to do a music scoop, right? So stuff on this day in history, that kind of thing. It's basically Boys Zone and Westlife. Just warning you.
There
in case
are
you,
others.
You know, you might be listening at 7 o'clock just before that.
Robin S. is that song. Is
Robin S. is that?
It's
Rosella?
Yeah.
Rosella? Yep. So Show Me Love.
Me Love has stood the test of time, to be fair to it.
Sonique's come in, the DJ that used to wail. I remember hearing her years ago
Sonique
thinking...
Sonique did not even realise she was there.
Sonique's come in.
Also Five.
Five. Oh,
I think it's could three. Take it or leave it there, that's but it. My friend's coming over to visit and she's big into 90s music and I only told her today we're going and she is just... I'd argue she's more excited than Michelle. She texted me and was like, is this a joke? And I said, no. She said, how have they got all these people in one place? And I was like, probably quite easily.
They offered them a fiver and a chicken in a basket. That's what it took.
And yeah, she's excited. She's like, I still know every single word to all of those songs. Oh, so okay. Happy lady coming our way soon.
There you are. That's the weekend for you. I was going to say something. So text us for the name of the Status Quo song. Two tickets to Dubai Opera, October the 27th. Yeah, so let's start, Chris. Sports news today. UAE football has a new boss.
They do, yes. The national team has announced the appointment of Alberto Zaccheroni, the Italian, the veteran Italian, 64 years of age, former Juventus AC Milan boss. He actually led AC Milan to the Serie A Scudetto back in 98-99 season. He was in charge of Japan as well when they won the Asian Cup back in 2011. Right. He has signed a 16-month contract, so that essentially takes him through until the end of the Asian Cup in 2019, which the UAE will host. Of course, an exciting appointment in this. I know it's been questioned by one or two, but I think looking at the other names that were linked with it, Paulo Bento, the former Portugal boss, Sporting Lisbon boss, I know an awful lot of people out there wanted Cosmin Olorio as well, the Al Ahly boss for the job. I just think he priced himself out of it. He is on, I am told, a huge contract with Al Ahly, Shabab Dubai Club or whatever the name is now. He is still in charge there. He is on huge money. So what has happened is they've looked at Alberto Zaccheroni, the Italian, and they've made the decision that he is the man to take the UAE forward. And if he is successful in 2019, then don't be surprised to see him sign a new contract to take him through the World Cup qualifying campaign to hopefully reach the World Cup in 2022.
International pedigree there, though, with Japan.
He has. He's got success. And crucially, that is vital because we see an awful lot of managers make the step into international football and they can't translate the success that they've had at club level onto the international arena. In the case of Alberto Zaccheroni, successful as a club manager, proved himself with Japan. There was huge expectation on his shoulders, taking the Blue Samurai, taking over Japan, given the quality he had at his disposal. He got the job done. He's come out, he's spoken very well this afternoon, he was unveiled to the media and he has talked about this golden generation of UAE players. He wants to just guide them in the right direction and let us hope that he is the man with the Midas touch and the UAE go on and become successful at the Asian Cup in 2019 but can then maybe translate that into a successful World Cup qualifying campaign.
Zaccaroni, that's a great name, isn't it?
That's exactly
really,
what I was thinking.
Really
Alberto
good, strong,
Zaccaroni.
If I, I mean, that it incorporates everything that's great about Italy, I think.
It is.
Can't argue with that. Mm. Staying with football, Chris, the playoffs for the World Cup have been drawn, haven't they? My other favourite, aside from England, Northern Ireland, are playing Switzerland.
Yes, Northern Ireland against Switzerland. I've got to say, I do fancy Switzerland for that. I know Northern Ireland have made a real habit of upsetting the big boys in recent years under Michael O'Neill. He's done a wonderful job, but I do fear for your boys a little. Nat, Switzerland.
I know. Although, you know, send them to Windsor Park and we'll see what happens.
Yes, the Windsor Park leg, you'll be happy to know. Well, you might not be happy to know. That's the first leg. So Northern Ireland will be looking for a good result there to take that on the road. Of the other teams as well, Republic of Ireland, they take on Denmark. I think that's a toss of a coin. I really do. I think Republic of Ireland might just have enough to get past in that one. Croatia, they will take on Greece. Got to fancy Croatia in that. But really, the tie of the FIFA World Cup playoffs, it is Italy against Sweden. Sweden are a very, very good team, and that will not be easy for Italy. Sweden will be gutted that they've pulled out the Azzurri, though, because Italy, of all the eight teams that are remaining, are the biggest, are the best, and have such rich history with the FIFA World Cup. So Sweden might be counting the cost of that one, but that is the tie that I'll be keeping a close eye on.
It's hard to even see Italy and Sweden in the playoffs. It's not what you expect to see, is it?
Italy were very unfortunate that they were drawn alongside Spain in World Cup qualifying, and one of those teams would have to settle for a runner-up spot and the playoffs, and Italy could have been a lot easier, because Sweden proved themselves. They edged out Netherlands. Okay, they finished behind France, but Sweden, even without Zlatan Ibrahimovic, have proven themselves over the World Cup qualifying campaign, and that will not be easy for Italy. Mark my words.
No Netherlands.
I know. No Netherlands at the World Cup. No USA. No Chile. A lot of big nations have missed out this time around, and that just, I guess, shows you the strength and depth, shows you the strength of international football right now. But we can rejoice in the fact that Egypt will be there, Saudi will be there, Tunisia will be there, and who knows, you might see Morocco as well. So a lot of intrigue. And Iceland, don't want to forget them as well, because I'll be buying my Iceland strip with Scotland not there. It will be Iceland who I'll be supporting.
Is that who you're tipping your hat towards, is it? You
going, yeah, I think so. Icelandic? Just the Icelandic clap, the thunder clap, and the fact that they beat England and Scotland don't often do that. It just means that Iceland, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Scots, a lot of tartan army that will be supporting Iceland next summer. Anyone but England.
Oh, here we go. Mike Ashley is selling Newcastle.
He is indeed, yes.
Is
it the right time? Good question. I think it is the right time, given the fact that there's so much money in TV rights, given the fact that Newcastle are a Premier League club, and given the fact that he's held on to Rafa Benitez, means that Newcastle are a pretty attractive proposition for any would-be investors out there. Announcement came through last night that he is intending to sell the football club. It's my understanding he is looking for in the region of £400 million. He bought the club for about £160-180 million, that is. So he's looking to double his investment. It's a strange time, though, economically right now. I know there's been a lot of talk, and Neil Mitchell, good friend of the show who listens in, he's been part of the Newcastle Supporters Club in the past, and I know he is one that is hoping and praying, all things crossed, that someone maybe emerges from the Middle East that could buy the club. I know Chinese investors have been spoken about previously, American investors as well, but I'm not quite sure that this is a good time. I'm not sure of the interest out there in the market. Time will tell on that, but no question, 52,000 plus at St James's Park. It's a one-club city. It would be a fantastic investment, but then again, does buying football clubs really make you money in this day and age? I'm not quite sure.
Oh, I don't know. Big ground, huge fan base.
Huge.
Decent squad, strong squad at the moment.
And Rafa Benitez.
In the squad. Rafa Benitez done a good job. Yeah. Proud history. I mean, it all adds up to
a pretty decent proposition.
In theory.
Theory it does. Whether someone out there has got £400 million, first and foremost, to buy the football club, and it's more the additional investment that you'll need in order to compete with your two Manchester clubs, your Chelsea's, your Arsenal's, Liverpool, Spurs. You need to dig rather deep in order to find those funds to buy in the players and pay the wages. So you're looking upwards of £1 billion sterling investment in a football club to become a success in the Premier League, and that is just, well, it's certainly out of my reach, and it's out of the reach of 99.9% of people out there as well, I'm sure.
It's good to know it's out of your reach, because I'm doing something wrong. I've just realised. Chris, you've been talking to Rio Ferdinand today.
Yes, I have indeed. I've just off the phone from him an hour or so ago. He's over here this coming weekend. He's taking part in the Dubai Fitness Challenge down at Safa Park, so we'll hear that interview from 7 this evening. He's also been talking about his fledgling boxing career. He's been offering his musings on Manchester United as well. So some of that you will hear from 7pm this evening, but it is all about the Dubai Fitness Challenge. I know you and Nats are both going to be doing your 30 for 30.
We are.
From Friday. I think me and Robbie need to get on this bandwagon as well.
That's not a bandwagon. I think you could lead this. You could lead the Sports Tonight charge.
Well, what I'm thinking is perhaps we should both or all four of us do a 30 for 30 over the course, 30 minutes and 30 days, and then at the end have some sort of fitness challenge to see who is fitter, Drive Live or Sports Tonight.
Oh, we're going to win.
Don't ever lay down a gauntlet for NLT.
I will judge this competition.
Oh, here we go.
Can we do things like the longest plank or something?
Yes, I'm happy to do that.
He'd win that immediately.
Would he?
No, Tim.
Do you think?
I think Nats will win this hands down.
But we need like more creative things. So maybe like a synchronised swimming routine.
A synchronised swimming routine.
That's a bit unfair. I don't swim.
What about a bit of rhythmic gymnastics? I could see me and McCarty.
A little bit of ribbon. Yeah.
I would win
ribbon
that.
At the ready.
I'd fancy myself. Yeah. I'd back myself at that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Something else.
So challenge accepted.
Are you running with that challenge?
Challenge accepted.
Apparently I'm with you.
And Rio's down Saffa Park, by the way, as well. He's going to be leading a 30-minute workout. So if you've got no plans on Friday, pop on down. Chance to work out with a Manchester United and England. Great.
All right, then on to more burning issues, more pressing issues. And it is, of course, Chris McCarty, The Lost Word. So I know, you know, you live for
I love
this.
It.
The Lost Word. McDonald's trials to get diners talking.
Okay.
So, McDonald's trials bleep to get diners talking.
Okay, I'm thinking ostrich burgers. How's that?
Oh, I see what you've done there. You've went the food route. I was thinking something. Oh, I don't know what
well,
I was
you
thinking.
You don't consider... But that isn't fast food, Michelle?
Can you play it one more time?
Sure. Yeah, here you go.
The Lost Word. McDonald's trials to get diners talking.
Two words or one word? Long.
It's a hyphenated thing.
Okay, so it's not ostrich burgers, is it? Michelle, what do you think?
Bingo games. That would be fun at McDonald's.
Bingo games. Not bingo wings, bingo games. All right then, that's working.
I'm at a loss, I've got to be honest today.
Really?
I'm doing a Robbie Greenfield.
Go Oreo shake or I don't know, something. You're doing a Robbie Greenfield.
That's what it's called.
What, conscientious objector. No lost word for me today, don't want to play.
I'm stumped for once. Doesn't happen often.
It could be fitness challenge.
It could be anything like that. No, all right.
No,
we'll give you some time. We'll tie into the chair for a few minutes and see what Chris has to say.
For now, have a shorter plan or anything.
No, don't worry about it.
No pressure. If you've got a better answer than any of those, please do text in 4001 or via the free messaging app. Aardvark Burger is also incorrect, Dave. But thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.